From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Coming up, how a presumptive case of mad cow disease is affecting consumers and cattle ranchers. Animal disease experts are scrambling today to find out what might have caused the first ever case of mad cow disease in the U.S. The government announced yesterday that a Holstein in Washington State had tested positive for mad cow. Final confirmation won't come for a few more days, more testing. In the meantime, there are lots of questions about whether the disease could become a problem in this country. NPR science correspondent Joanne Silberner joins us now from our studios in Washington. Joanne, welcome to Day to Day. And do they know anything about how this cow became sick?
No, actually. What they know is that the cow was only 4 years old, and this is a disease that tends to take 4 to 5 years to occur. So whatever happened to the cow had to happen very early on. And they're looking back to find the cow's birth herd, and they'll look around at what that herd was fed, because they believe that this is transmitted primarily from cows eating meal and other things that are made from infected cows.
I guess a basic question right away would be, could mad cow be widespread in this country, or is this case likely to be, if it is confirmed, that is, to be an isolated case?
That's another great question. There's so much that's mysterious about this disease. Taking from a Canadian example, the Canadians had this happen to them earlier this year, and it was just an isolated case. There are lots of precautions that have been put into place since this started in England in the mid-1980s of being very careful about what cows are fed. The thought now is that maybe these cases that are coming up, like in Canada and now presumably here, may be spontaneous. It may not even be related to anything that could have been prevented.
But I remember reports in Britain 4 years ago or so, when things were very bad there, of the disease actually spreading from animal to animal, and they were slaughtering whole herds if one animal came down with it. Why is that?
Oh, it was huge. They eventually slaughtered 184,000 animals in Britain in order to try to stop this. It was because of their feeding practices. And what they were doing was, you know, if they had to destroy an animal, you've got this huge carcass sitting there. And what is normally done is that you render the carcass in various ways, and you can make some of that into a protein meal that's very, you know, nutritious, and they feed that back to cows. And that's how the cows were getting infected. They were eating the remains of other cows that had been processed. But what's believed to be the infectious agent is not killed the way bacteria and viruses are usually killed, by heat and other processing steps. So it was making it through the food chain right back to other cows.
What does the U.S. do to make sure that cattle with this disease aren't consumed by people?
Well, we have an import ban from Great Britain and a limited import ban from Canada to keep infected cows from coming in. And then it's in the processing. It's what feed animals are allowed to eat. You cannot feed them now any of these products from other cattle, because those other cattle might be infected.
So in looking what has happened so far, and it's just been a day, how do you think the U.S. system is working in this case?
Well, they picked it up. They, you know, what happened was they noticed what they call a downer cow, a cow that when it arrived at the slaughterhouse was barely able, well, actually, I think it was unable to stand. And they've been testing cows like that. They've tested a total of 21,000 cows like that this year, because that's one of the signs of mad cow disease. And they've picked up one. So they are probably doing pretty well.
NPR science correspondent Joanne Silberner in Washington. Joanne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Alex.